Okay, it's Sunday's Shir now, Daf Lamed Vov, Amud Aleph, Yud Beis Tevis. So we're talking about what you can use for matzah, and we learned from the pasuk that you shouldn't eat chametz, but you should eat matzah, so we said that whatever could be used, whatever can turn into chametz, you eat it for matzah. But if, let's say, it does not turn into chametz, we spoke about rice, it cannot be yotze matzah. Or if it cannot turn to chametz because there's another iser there already, and according to Rav Shimon, one iser cannot be compounded with another iser, then you cannot also eat matzah. So Tanabam, we learned. Now we learn a little bit about this. The Torah refers to matzah as lechem oini. And I told you yesterday or before that lechem oini has this kri and this ksiv, the way it's written and the way we read it. We read it lechem oini, but it's written oni, poor man's bread. So the fact that we read it as oini, what does oini mean? So we have different opinions as to what oini means. So first, I'll basically say about Tanabam, we learned about six lines on the top of the page. Lam vav amud aleph. Yochol yeitze adam lechavasi b'maisa sheni v'shlaim. I would have thought a person what do you do with maisa sheni? The first, second, fourth, fifth year in a cycle, shmita cycle, you take your 10% of your crop or you exchange it for money, you redeem it, and you bring it to the shlaim. It has to be eaten in the shlaim. We learned in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that the leftovers you give to the locals in Yerushalayim. So what happens? You took the Maizah Sheni, the money in Yerushalayim, and you took that money and you want to buy matzah to eat in Yerushalayim. Is there a problem with that? Talmud Lomer, it says, Lechem Oini. So the first opinion says, literally, that you cannot. But it's called Oini. You know what Oini, even though it's written with an ayin, because we read it Oini, what word do we know that's Oini? What kind of word is Oini? With an aleph. Oini is somebody who never a very close relative of theirs passed away, and therefore it's called an oinen. And you're not allowed to eat things when you're an oinen because you have to be happy. And when somebody's an oinen, they're very sad. Lechem oini, mash nechel baninis, that which can be eaten while you're an oinen. Yotz is the exception is here. She'en nechel baninis ela besimcha. That over here, since. You cannot eat maisa sheni while you're an oinen, only when you are joyful. And therefore, you cannot eat, that's what Torah says, lechem oini. Only those things that an oinen can eat. Matzah can only be made out of green that an oinen can eat. And since maisa sheni and oinen cannot eat, therefore you cannot make matzah out of maisa sheni. That's a pinim one. Rabbi Akiva says, no. As we said before, matzah is matzah. The Torah writes matzahs in plural all the time. Riba comes to include that even though an onion cannot eat maisa sheni, nevertheless, you can make matzah out of maisa sheni. Imke matam l'nochon. So why is it called onion? What does onion mean? Prat li'isa. You know what onion means? Poor man's bread. Prat, exceptions, li'isa do, sheniloish, if you needed it, be'yayin v'shem medvash, wine, oil, or honey. Poor man's bread, you cannot be yetzer matzah with those things. My time with Rabbi Akiva, what's his logic? Miksiv lechem oini oniksiv. Doesn't say anywhere bread oini, which is an oinen bread. It says oni. It's written. You look at the way it's written. It's called poor man's bread. And therefore, he says, nothing wrong with ma'isa sheni Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi, nothing with oini. Basically, mikorin and oini. Rabbi Yossi says, look at the way it's read. Is it red oini? Do we read it oni poor man? Oini kirin. We call it oini. So we learned the dinner of oinen. Sound like according to Beis Hagluli, you don't have to have poor man's bread. You can have matzah made with wine, oil, and all that. But Rabbi Akiva, hi the korin be oini. So why taka? If he means poor man's bread, why does it say oini? To teach you something else. Okay, Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Omar Shmuel said, lechem oini. You know what lechem oini means? Lechem she'oinin olodron habi. Learn out that the matzah has to be, the kaira has to be on the table in front of you because you're saying in front of it halal and the whole haggadah. And that is why you have to have matzah in front of everybody when they say, and that's why we keep the matzah revealed, so that you're talking to the matzah. Lechem oini, she'oinin olodron habi. The Sover Rabbi Akiva says, Gemara Rabbi Akiva says, Isa shenoloisha b'yayin v'shem medvash loy. Rabbi Akiva is saying it can't be rich man's bread, only poor man's bread. But time we learned, ain't lo shenisa v'pesach. You're not allowed to need dough and pesach, b'yayin v'shem medvash, wine, oil, or honey. Being lost, but if he didn't need with these things, we'll only make this sort of yad. You got to burn it straight away because he holds that it can become chametz. He holds that it may paydus. This way, this proves that this supports Rashi who holds that it may paydus, even though we say you don't get karis, but still there's a lav, and therefore you have to burn it straight away. Rabbi Yatam will learn, that's talking about there's a little bit of water here. That's why you have to burn it straight away. But if there be no water, it's totally permissible. It doesn't come chama straight away. It takes a little bit of time. Just eat it straight away. Comes along, Rabbi Kiva says, you said, Rabbi Kiva says, that why that you can only have poor man's bread. You can't have flour with oil and all that. And that's the question. Shafti, I was sitting, how you say, it's Rabbi Lazar, I was resting, but Rabbi Lazar, Bishua, Velashti, Lechem, Isa, and I needed for them, Velashti, Lechem, Isa, Dobi, Yayim, Hashem, Rash, wine, oil, and honey. Velo, Omdili, Dobi, they said nothing to me. But even though, he said, clearly he needed with wine, oil, you just said you can't have rich man's bread, and he did it for Rabbi Lazar, Bishua, and they said nothing. And then he said, "Ava pishayin loshin." Even though you don't need flour, what do you call it? Even though you don't need flour with wine, oil, and honey, mikatfin boy. But after you made the dough, you can smear on top of it some wine and oil. Now this is contradicting something. Rabbi Kiva just said that I did it, there's no problem. Then he says, "Don't do it." So Gemara says, "Also Tanakama." This line belongs with the first opinion. That says that you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't knead with wine, oil, and honey. But if you did, if you made normal dough, flour, and water, you can smear on top a little bit of honey, a little bit of wine. The Chachamim and Chachamim disagree. They say eshaloshin boy. If you're allowed to knead with it, then mekatfin boy. You're allowed to smear on top. Of the ain't eshaloshin boy. If you're not allowed to knead with wine and oil and honey, then ain't mekatfin boy. Nor can you put it on top. Of the shoven, everyone agrees. Ain't loshin. This is because you don't use warm water. You don't use warm water because that obviously accelerates the process of chametz. But I promise Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said before, lechem oini means lechem oni, poor man's bread. You know, I have wine and oil and honey. And here he said he did it for Rabbi Elazar Bishua. Remember, like Kashi, mixing up. Of course you're allowed to eat matzah with wine, oil, and honey. You're allowed to have rich man's bread. But you're not yaitza matzah with that. So in other words, even all those opinions hold, you're allowed to have egg matzahs, but you cannot have egg matzahs to be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah. Like Kasha, Hobby Yadadishin, the first night when you have a chivi matzahs, you cannot have rich man's bread. It has to be poor man's bread. Hobby Yadadishin, but as far as chametz is concerned, the rest of the Pesach, no problem. The first day, don't put milk into the dough of Mekan, but the rest of the time you could. So we see milk is also considered made peiris, it's not a problem. I told you before, Machlekes Rishonim, if only these four, wine, oil, honey, and milk, or any of the made peiris, including eggs. But Tanya, we learned, more as a side issue which we had before, and Aflame, we learned, Ein Loshin as a Isa Bechalov, you're not allowed to need, you're not allowed to make milk your bread. The Ein Loshin, if he didn't need, call up pasta so the entire bread is asr. From the Hergel Avedi, you might come to an Avedi, you'd milk your bread, you might eat with fleshiks. El Hochem, this is what he said, first answer to the Gemara. Yemekam ad Loshin Bedushi, he's meant honey. Don't need with honey, Mekam ad Loshin Bedushi, but from now on you could. In other words, to be Yetzir the mitzvah, matzah's mitzvah. You're not yetzer with matzah shira, rich man's matzah, but for what do you call it? Stam during Pesach, you're allowed to eat egg matzahs and any of these matzahs. The boy said, "Oh, I can tell you, la'el b'chal milk, but kedam ravina ke'ein toida shadi, hachanami ke'ein toida." Now some say ke'ein toida means shaped like a cow. In other words, it's a very unique shape. You'll right away recognize it's not normal bread, and you'll know it's milk. But Rashi says the ke'ein toida means the size of the eye of a cow. In other words, it's so small, if you're making a very small amount, which you'll eat it straight away in that very same meal, you're allowed to have milk your bread. Okay, then the mission is, then we said, the b'raisa of Shavuot, everyone agrees, shein loshin is isa, but you know, use warm water. So you why not? How is it different than a carbon mincha, which also the din is by a carbon mincha, everything should be matzah, everything has to be matzah, and yet you're allowed to knead it with warm water. If it's not carbon mincha, yet you're allowed to knead it with warm water, you just said you're not allowed to, because it becomes chametz very quickly, and you're careful, so make sure it doesn't become chametz. So why by carbon mincha, you're permitted to use warm water, and even though it has to be matzah, and b'peitzah you're not allowed to, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. Im Amru Bezrizin, they were talking about Kainim, who work fast and very quick and very meticulous. Yemru Bezrizin, and by matzah, which every single individual makes it, they're not careful. Sadimari Hakim, so Miltas Nami Lossis. If so, we're talking about that they're very careful. So, how come when it comes to the grains, they used to put it in water first so that it make it easy to remove the husk, and yet you're not allowed to do that when it comes to Karm Mincha? But if they're very careful, what are we worried about? Put it in water. Big argument of latissa means putting it in hot water or putting it in cold water. But whatever it is, you're not allowed to. But why not? The kohen will be careful. Says the Gemara, Lisha bezriznisa, latissa lesa bezrizin. kneading was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they were very careful of kohenim. But letisa, which is the grains that before they bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they take the husks off and they turn it into flour. That's done at home, and we don't know what they're doing. It says, "Yimod of Elisha mi'isa bezizim." Well, Elisha was done by kohenim. It says in the pasuk that you should pour the oil on it, and then you put the incense, and that's when you give it to the kohen. The via the kohen, you should bring it to the kohen. So we learn out mikmitzah ve'elich mitzvahs kuna. The kohen only got involved once you already baked it. Limit ayitzik or belilach shevachaladim. So here, but the pouring the oil on it and mixing it, anybody can do. So what do you tell me that there was careful when it comes to, you know, pouring warm water? It says Yigmar Elisha nihi de bezizim. That's true. You're right. Who did the kneading? A Yisrael. But the makom zizin isa, where did he do it? Inside the Beis HaMikdash, right next to the oven. We want it to be right next to the oven, in close proximity to the oven. And the oven was inside the Beis HaMikdash, so Kohen was supervising, make sure the eat does it properly. Azor, Yisrael is allowed to mix it. But it cannot be done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Lafuke letisa, but when it comes to the original grains, to remove the husk, to turn it into flour, the eina bezizin, the loyal makom zizin was done by Yisraelim, and it was not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, "Ma'ishna mechazayim." So why is it different than the mincha that was done of the oimer, which is made out of barley, the second day of Pesach? And remember, all of these have been done matzahs, so we're comparing notes. The Tanya we learned, "Mincha sa oimer loytzin oisa." The mincha sa oimer, you can go ahead and loytzin oisa. You put it into this water, v'tzaybirin oisa. And then you go ahead and pile it up. You just said that you're not allowed to do letisa because it's done by ordinary people. By a carbon minchas, I'm allowed to. Says Gemara Tzibur Shaini. When you pile up, it's different because the water comes out. Or that's one Pshat Rashi. Or Tzibur, because it's done by the bezin, they're very careful. Everything is different. Now, very interesting taste over here. I just wonder who it is. Taste brings over here. They're wondering, you know, why are you telling me that the kneading of the Karb Mincha was done inside the Beis HaMikdash? Who said? So they said, because maybe it's done right next to the oven, they put it into a clay shutter, they put the flour into a vessel of Beis HaMikdash, it became holy, and they did it right next to the oven. Then Tosfos brings, Rabbeinu Ephraim Bar Ephraim HaGibor. There was a Baal of Tosfos, his name was Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he was the son of Rabbi Ephraim, the very strong man. And he says, because I had to measure it in the measuring of the Beis HaMikdash. He always wondered who's Rabbeinu Ephraim Bar Ephraim HaGibor is. Who's this Bar Ephraim HaGibor? We know Shimshon HaGibor. Who is Ephraim HaGibor? Don't know. Homework for you guys, if you can figure out who's Ephraim HaGibor. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tell you more time I've learned. Yachol Yechad Nechavosah Bebekurim. I would have thought a person is Bikurim is what you bring, the new crop, you bring a certain amount to Yerushalayim and you eat it in Yerushalayim, the best crop. So I would have thought, why shouldn't you be able to have matzah made out of these grains? Talmud Lomer, and Bikurim is made out of the Shiva Minim that the Pasuk says, Eretz, Chita, Sa'ida, Geffen, Remonim, you know that. You know, Te'ena, Remonim, Zayis, and Tumor. And, you know, and so these are the seven things that you have to give bikurim from. So why can't I make out of wheat a bikurim matzah? Tamalayim bechol moshvaseichem toichlu matzah. It says in the pasuk you should eat matzah. You know, bechol moshvaseichem in all wherever you live. A bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, so obviously it cannot be used. Matzah chol moshvaseichem yotz bikurim chol moshvaseichem. But bikurim cannot be eaten in all your neighborhoods, and therefore you cannot make matzah out of bikurim. Elo b'Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Saglili. Rabbi Akiva says, I learned from somewhere else. It says in the pasuk, you should eat your korban Pesach together with matzah mor. So matzah mor, we compare matzah to mor. Ma mor, shein bikurim. Mor cannot be, mor is not one of the bikurim. Mor, the bikurim are only the seven different species that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. So therefore, you cannot make mor. Mor is not one of those. So therefore, since mor is not from bikurim, Tosfos already asks, interesting, why can't you have mor olives? It says that olives are bitter. So why can't you make maror out of olives? And you know, we had the maror erevin already, that the dove brought back an olive to say, Yehem is a noisai merudin kezai. I'd rather that my livelihood should be bitter like an olive. Bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hands of Hashem. While yehem esukin kedvash, it shouldn't be sweet like honey. But bidei basav dom, I need people to help me out. So zayis is bitter. So Tosfos says that it's a misnomer. The zayis is not bitter, it's the tree. It's the olive branch that and the leaves that the dove brought back. But the olive itself is not bitter. Even though we say olive is bitter, it's not bitter. Anyway, so l'chayda, since the mor is not one of the seven things that the seven species that you bring as Israel, so therefore matzah also cannot be bikurim. So the gemara, let's go further. Imam mor shemim min bikurim, matzah shemim min bikurim. Now l'chayda by mor, if you're learning tomorrow, let's go a step further. You're telling me mor cannot be bikurim, so matzah cannot be bikurim. Let's go a step further. Mor doesn't even have a potential to be bikurim. So why did we say by matzah as well? It doesn't even have a potential to be bikurim. What exactly is the gemara's question? So you should not be able to make matzah out of wheat and barley because they are bikurim, chita seder. But the other three, spelt and rye and oat, should be better because they are not bikurim. That's one view. The other view is that all five grains you have to bring bikurim. And the Gemara's question is, like differently, why? How can you learn from Mara about bikurim? If you can learn from Mara that it cannot be bikurim, then take it a step further that it cannot even be any of the five grains, which is impossible. Then what do you make matzah out of? So therefore, l'chayda. So therefore, the Gemara is saying he cannot make this equation from matzah to mara. So the Gemara is on top of the page. Maybe I should remove wheat and barley. Sounds like the Gemara itself. It's only wheat and barley we have a problem with, not the other ones. Tamalela matzahs riba. The matzahs comes to include that no, you can use wheat and barley to make matzah, even though it can become bikurim. So maybe if you're going to take matzahs that it includes, go a step further, that even if it is bikurim mamish, maybe you can eat in a shalayim matzahs made out of bikurim. And Gemara says, "Hard the better Akiva." Akiva changes his mind, and he goes, and he'll agree with the other opinion that says, "B'chol moshvei seichem, you can only eat matzah out of a grains that you can eat anywhere in the world. But if you can only limit it to Yerushalayim, you cannot eat." The Tanya and Akiva himself changes his mind. How do I know? The Tanya, the Braisa, Yochel, I would have thought, Yoytze adam lechot bekurim. I would have thought a person could eat matzah out of bekurim. Tamalim b'chol moshvei seichem teichel matzahs. You have matzah has to be something you can eat anywhere. Matzah, the chel b'chol ha'shava is matzah you can eat anywhere. Yotzu bikurim, shein chol b'chol ha'shava. Bikurim is an exception. You cannot eat anywhere. Elo b'dishlam, only shalim. Yochel, I would have thought, shani moitzi af maitzah sheni. So why not also matzah out of maitzah sheni? I should exclude. I remember we just learned before an argument. It's like Gluna b'kibur. Gluna says he taka cannot use matzah for maitzah sheni because it says b'chol ha'shava seichem. But Rabbi Akiva said you could use matzah of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So he's saying over here, L'chayda, maybe I should also exclude matzah from Maaser Sheni. I should exclude matzah from Maaser Sheni. Why should Maaser Sheni be any different than Bikurim? So he says, Tamalema matzah's riba. Matzah comes to include, it's also inclusive, comes to include that even if you made Maaser Sheni, you can use it. So Bikurim is excluded from, and from, because it says B'chol Maaser Seichem. And Maaser Sheni is included because matzahs. The obvious question is why include Maaser Sheni excluded Bikurim? Maybe it's the other way around. Why did you decide that Maaser Sheni can be, you can eat matzah Sheni Shalayim, Ula Haitzi Bikurim, excluded Bikurim? Says the Gemara, Marbani Maaser Sheni, no one include Maaser Sheni? She yesh loy heter b'chol moshavos. The reason why I can include Maaser Sheni is because it has. Sometimes you can eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. How? What's the story of Belozer? We'll see in a minute. Umoitzi ani bekurim, bekurim I'll exclude because it's never possible to eat outside of Yerushalayim. So the Torah says b'chol moshavos seichem, something that you can eat anywhere, it cannot include bikurim. But it could include Maaser Sheni because sometimes you can eat Maaser Sheni, as we'll see, if it became tame, even though you're already in Yerushalayim, you can redeem it and take it with you out. The din is once you bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you can no longer redeem it. But if it became tame, you can redeem it even though it's in Yerushalayim. It says, Kilasuchel Se'esa, I cannot eat it. The Ein Se'esa L'Achila Se'esa is eating. Shenem, it says, Ve'isa Masas Me'ez Panav, this is Parashah Ve'yigash. So Yosef gave food in front of him by Binyam, it says Masas. Man Shomel Edama Maaser Sheni. Now, who said this is Rabbi Akiva? Man shamat lay the omer be Maaser Sheni nafbe. Who's the opinion that says that you can eat matzah from Maaser Sheni? It wasn't really like Luli, it was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. And yet he himself says in this Bryce says obviously it's Rabbi Akiva. When he says, but he doesn't say you learn matzah from Mar, he said, anywhere you can be, and Bukurim you can't. Shmamanoha debate. It's a proof Rabbi Akiva changed his mind. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Tefek Le Melechem Oini. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, why doesn't he learn out that by Maisa Sheni, like he learned before by Bikurim, let him learn from Lechem Oini, sorry, let him learn Bikurim from Lechem Oini. He said before, Oini means that on something that an Oinen can eat, only if an Oinen can eat from it. And he said that Maisa Sheni an Oinen cannot eat, and because of Maisa Sheni an Oinen cannot eat, therefore, he says that what? That because the word oini. So the same thing might say, Bikurim. Tefik lem lechem oini. Why doesn't he learn from lechem oini? A mishon lechem oini, only if an oini can eat it. Yotze shenechem oini b'simcha. And maisa sheni also can only eat with joy. Bikurim can only eat with joy. Says the Gemara. No. Who said that Bikurim, an oini cannot eat Bikurim? The Torah talks about maisa sheni in Parshas Kisavai. You want to compare Bikurim to Maisa Sheni. I hold like the opinion that Bikurim is not compared to Maisa Sheni, and Bikurim is allowed to eat, even though it's Amanoinen. And that's why he didn't bring that. He brought Bechol Moshe Seichem. So, like Rabbi Shimon Tani, Bikurim was only in one opinion, says Bikurim forbidden to an onion. Rabbi Shimon Mata. So, Yimon now digresses. My time with the Rabbanon, why did Rabbanon say that an oinen cannot eat Bikurim? Because the Chesiv it says in the Pasuk, and we compare it, it says in the Pasuk this, you cannot eat Maisa Sheni at home. And it says that what can't you eat at home? You cannot eat your Maisa of, you know, Maisa Sheni. And then it says, your Bchor, firstborn animal, Yishalayim. And then it says, all the Chol Derecha, all the Kabbanas that you offered. And then it says, in the Dava, all your offerings. And then it says, Utrumas Yadecha, the Truma of your hand. What is the Truma of your hand referring to? We say it's talking about Bikurim. And the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Maisa Sheni. So he compares Bikurim to Maisa Sheni. Just like Maisa Sheni cannot be eaten by an Oinen, so too Bikurim cannot be eaten by an Oinen. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Compare Bikurim to Maisa. Ma Maisa also Oinen. Just like Maisa Sheni, an Oinen cannot eat it. Because it says the Pasuk, Lo Yechalti, I didn't eat it by Oinen. Bikurim also Oinen. Bikurim also is forbidden to an Oinen. Rab Shimon, truma karinu rachmana. What word does the Torah use to refer to Bikurim? Truma siyadecha. So really, I'd rather compare it to truma than to maisa sheni. And what do we know about truma? That an oinen is allowed to eat truma. Rachmana kishma truma mutel oinen. Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon, he. I'm asking a question. So you're telling me that an oinen can eat Bikurim. So Rab Shimon, he the hekesh, unless he doesn't have the hekesh. Oh, but simcha miyam michik sivu. Doesn't it say by Bikurim that you should be happy? The chesiva samachta b'chol atayv, you should rejoice with all the good that Hashem gave you. So obviously an onion who is sad should not be eating Bikurim. So why does Rab Shimon say that an onion is permitted to eat Bikurim? Says the Gemara, you misunderstood. The samachta doesn't mean you should be happy. You should eat the Bikurim. When is the window that you can bring to the base of Bikurim? The time that you're generally happy. When is that? When the crop is ready to be harvested. Simchu da'asal is man sich da'asal. Tell you the time period. And it's as follows. But now we learned, Ma'atzed is starting from Shavuos. Why Shavuos? Because the first carbon you bring is Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread, and that allows everyone to eat the new crop. That's for allows for the base of Mikdash, and also everyone else now can bring Bikurim. So in other words, the two loaves of bread you bring Shavuos to the base of Mikdash and Mizbeach is what enables everyone to bring Bikurim to the base of Mikdash. Because it says in the pasuk by Shavuos, "Uviyom haBikurim haKriv and Mincha Chadasha." Mincha Chadasha, the two loaves of bread, and the Torah calls it Yom haBikurim. So that is the first day of Bikurim. And until when can you bring Bikurim? The Adachag until Sukkos. Maybe you bring it v'kodesh. You read all the pesukim of the Torah. Mehachag v'chanukah, but from Sukkos till Chanukah, maybe v'ein kodesh you bring, but you do not read. Torah minute. Lechem oini. We learn, it says in Pasuk, Lechem Oini Prat, it comes to exclude, again, poor man's bread, it comes to exclude Cholut, and which is a Chashve kind of bread. Cholut means you put it in the hot water, like a bagel. I guess you take the dough, you put it in hot water, and it makes it more Chashve. Ula Ashisha, comes to exclude Ashisha. Rashi says Ashisha means a very large loaf of bread, like a chasen achal or something. Yochal, I would have thought, yetziyad nechavasei, ala bepas hadroa, I would have thought, okay, maybe if it's a poor man's bread that has to tackle, look miserable, take away all the beauty of it, in other words, like dark black bread, pumpernickel bread, Tamalev matzahs, matzahs riba. Any matzah can use. Afilu can matzahs shleim, even shleim melech. However, now every time we use the example of shleim melech, because he always used very clean flour and anything else. But not if you make the dough in a way that's chashev. Imke mat tamalev lech moini, plat lecholo, to exclude if you put it boiling water, or la ashisha, you make a very large bread. My mashma dahai ashisha lishle chashivu. So who told you the word ashisha means something chashev? Nechsiv, it says in the pasuk, Vayechalek lecholam. Adav HaMelech gave to all the people after he brought back the Aron to Yerushalayim. They were so happy. He gave lechol haman yisrael to the Jew nation. Lemiich vadish, a man to a woman. Leishi gave chalas lechem achas. He gave one loaf of bread. Va'ashper echad, and one ashper. We'll soon see what that is. Va'ashisha achad, one ashisha. What is that? Omar Rav Chana bar Abba. Ashper is two words. Ashper is echad meshish. Three words. Echad meshish bepar aleph. Shishim par, everyone got a sixth of a bull. Give every single person, imagine a sixth of an animal. And ashisha is echad mishisha be'efa, a sixth of an efa. An efa is three saw, and he gave a sixth of an efa, half a saw to each person. And he made a loaf of bread of that. So you see, he's talking about a very large bread, and the shisha is chashiv. Upliy Shmuel argued, Shmuel said, what Dovin El gave. He doesn't argue in halacha, he just said the taich of the word ashish in that pasuk is garba de chamri, give each one a barrel of wine. So if it says, Vahavim, my friend Ashisha Anavim, and my lovers, they went after the grapes. Abishah told Hosea a whole story that they should live with a zayna, strange story, and he said that the Eden love my grapes rather than me. Don't learn, in oifim pasuk, you know, I'll make very thick matzah. The pace, divin beisham, this is what the beishamah. Who Beis Hill Matin? Beis Hill allows you to make thick matzah. The Kama Passover, what is it? Omer Rav Huna Tefach. A Tefach. You're not allowed to make a Tefach. She came, in other words, if it's wider than a fist, you cannot make its chametz. But less than a fist, you can. Like a loaf of bread they used to make. She came Matin Belechem Apanim. We find the bread of Lechem Apanim is called Lechem. And Tefach, it was a Tefach. That's why we learned the Gemara. Ponim is a face, and the smallest face is a Tefach. Master Yezer raised to ask a question. It doesn't make sense. You can make such thick matzah. Im omru bezizin, by lechem apanim, the koinim work there, so they make sure they're doing chametz. Yemru b'she'en azizin, same thing applies to ordinary people. How can that be? And im omru bepasa mail over there, they work with it. We're going to learn in Menachos how they used to work with that thing over there. They used to make over there 300, they used to, you know, smear it with the hands 300 times and rub with the hands, and then 500 times they used to bang it. So then turn to chametz. And Yem Bapasha in the middle of Mati, didn't work hard with. Yem Hamadab Eitzivation, dry wood, so therefore it burns very, very well. Yem Bab Eitzin Lachim, where it's moist, doesn't burn so well. Maybe so thick, the inside will turn into chametz. Yem Amru Batana Chama, hot oven, Yem Batana Tana, cold oven, the base of Midrash, every day it was burning, so it was very hot. So therefore, never the inside of the dough never had a chance to become chametz, it was so hot. Yem Amru Batana Shamach Mele, metal, which is what the base of Midrash had. Yem Batana Chedesh, which is not as hot. Omar Abim, we'll just finish here. Rabbi, but Abba Sheila Zebbe be Yichud. I asked Zebbe privately. Umano Rav, who's my Rebbe? Rav. Iki Dami Abba said, Rabbi, but Abba Omar Rav. Rabbi, I'm saying, Rav. Sheila Zebbe. Rav said, I asked my Rebbe be Yichud, especially Umano Rav Kaddish. My Passover. You know what? What does it mean? Thick bread. He said, thick bread doesn't mean thickness. Pass Meruba means lots of bread. But my call the Passover should be fishy belisha because you have to do a lot. And the Chiddush is you're allowed to make Passover on Yom Tov. Even though you don't need so many matzahs, once you're allowed to make one, you're allowed to make a lot. Because if you bake in the oven a lot of matzahs, they all come out good. In this region, they used to call lot, they used to call thick. My time, what's the problem? If the problem is because you're working hard on Yom Tov and you don't need so many matzahs, then my eat with Pesach with Pesach. Any Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cook too much. You're right. He's not, the accent here is not on Pesach, it's on Yom Tov. That you're allowed to make, Rabbi Sil holds, you're allowed to make a lot of matzahs, because on Yom Tov also you're allowed to, because it improves the overall, all the matzahs taste better when you have a lot of matzahs in them. Tainam Lebraisa, Beshame says, Ain't oifin Passover be Yom Tov, you don't bake Passover on Yom Tov. Well, Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel allows Passover on Yom Tov. Okay, we will stop here.